My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, has Davin and his scammer Lacey hit the wall? Listen and enjoy.
She laughs. She goes, "You're crazy." I go, "That's why you like me." She goes, "Yeah." She goes, "I can't lie about that." I go, "And all this time I thought it was because I hang out with ghosts and ghouls."
Yeah, that's what attracted her.
She goes, "No, but it's okay." I go, "Because I lose my pants?" She laughs. She goes, "No." And then she says she's going to bed. Then she says, "Bye, Mr. Lost Pant." And I go, "Take me with you." And she said, "No." And I said, "Why?" She goes, "You are crazy." He goes, "You are crazy. That's why." I go, "So just imagine what I'm like in bed."
That's a good point.
Then she went ghost with a ghost emoji. I go, "Oh, baby, I wouldn't leave you cold." Or dead inside.
Okay.
She goes, "Talk to you tomorrow. Good night, sweetie." And sends me a heart and a kissy emoji. And then I go, "LOL, you are no fun." And she laughs. She goes, "Thanks." She goes, "I love me like that." I go, "LOL." I go, "I think you liked me more before you knew me," I said. She goes, "Bye." She says, "Love you." I go, "Do you?" She goes, "Not sure." I laugh. I go, "Then don't say it." "Only say it if you are sure, if you are ever sure." She goes, I'm love you. I go, she goes, "Bye once again." I go, "You are not sure though. You are sure you want to say goodbye. I'm sure I don't want you to do that." Why am I keeping her on? Anyway, she goes, "Good night." I go, "Such a pity." She goes, "Sweet dreams, stay away from ghosts and goblins." I go, "Sweet dreams, stay away from ghosts and goblins." She says she will. She gives me the prayer hands, thanks. She goes, "Well, if you meet one, at least you will think of me." She goes, "Maybe." All right. So I think that's a good place to leave it. What do you think?
I think so, Mr. Lost Pants.
Yep.
So what'd you guys think?
I'm really not sure why, after like getting completely fed up with you, that she's like, bring back the lovey-dovey talk. I guess maybe she needed to take a step back and try to establish a relationship with you again.
Yeah, you know, it's like she hit a dead end, but she's like, "Nah, I'm going to stick with this one." They always stick around. Not they don't. A lot of times they stick around. Longer than they should.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why, because basically it's nothing but a federal case, you know. But maybe she's desperate. Maybe she only has a handful of people she's trying to work, you know. So it's like, all right, I got to, you know, it's not the best person, but, you know, I got to see what I can do.
He's not great, but he's one of my regulars.
I do respond to her.
Yes.
I haven't blocked her.
Right. So, I don't know. It is confusing to me. I'm constantly amazed that they keep coming back for more punishment.
Yeah. Well, so do you.
Yeah, that's true. So, but, you know, I have mental problems. We haven't determined that with these people.
I assume they do.
Yeah, and I don't need a phone card, so.
Yeah, you do. I'm sure you would take one if I gave you one.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So, that wasn't quite as eventful. I think the big takeaway is I made her fucking surrender.
Yeah, he bullied her down.
I did.
You're ready to walk into an imaginary boss's office somewhere in Florida. It's like, all right, no, all right, look, forget about it. Don't, never mind.
Yeah, you know what? It's twice I've called her bluff on this shit. And she's like, fuck, all right, we'll work a little harder.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Pip.
Well, that's okay. No,
and
you
there's
go.
A couple of times you reached out to there's a couple of times you reached out to her. So it's not a case of her coming back, it's a case of you reaching out to her and her responding. I mean, you know, she is responding, where if, you know, it's like, oh, you know, I would just unfriend the guy or whatever. But she is responding.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not every day you find a comedian who's a ghost hunter who loses his pants. You hold on to those. You cherish them.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.